This is Passport to Texas. Ask any birder what they like better, Christmas or fall migration, and there's no contest. Sorry, Santa. The August issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine offers readers a bird's eye view of Texas cities at the center of two migration superhighways. Editor Louis Bond has details.
And they're both officially nationally birdiest cities. Corpus Christi is the national birdiest city, and Port Aransas is the national small coastal birdiest city. Both have just really been in the nature tourism business during the last decade or two. They're lucky enough to have this wonderful parade of birds. And so now bird watchers are flocking there to see 50, 100 birds in a day. And the towns have benefited from this. There's increased jobs and just a general happiness amongst these folks who are now getting outside and enjoying nature. And along with that great article, we'll have a birding calendar. So no matter what part of the state you live in, you can get out and see birds yourself. And we'll take a birding trip down to the valley and see what's going on with birding down there. Whether your interest is birding in the panhandle or birding in the valley, check out what's happening across Texas this month at Texas Parks and Wildlife Magazine.
Thanks, Louie. That's our show for today. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series and is celebrating 75 years of funding diverse conservation projects in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.